Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi, holding in Brachas Daf Samaches. We're in Perek Shishi, beginning of Halacha Vov. Starting at Samach Zayin Amud Beis, in the bottom of the Mishnah, Hayu Yoishvim Kol Echod VeEchod Mevorech La'atzmoy. You have a group of people say together, each one does his own bracha. They don't join together to be a group. But Hesevu, once they did Hasava, those days, they used to sit down, leaning on their left, like we do in Pesach. That's when they are kriveya seud. That's what they're showing, that they're settling down to sit and eat together. Then echad bevorach lekulu, and then one does a bracha of everybody else. The Mishnah continues in Daf Samaches, bolem yayin betoich hamozon. If wine came in the middle of the meal, kol echad mevorach la'atzvoy. Each one does a bracha on his own. They don't join together. And the Gemara explains the reason is because their mouth is full and they cannot answer amen. So each one should say the bracha when his mouth becomes empty. La'achar mozon, if wine comes after the meal, echad mevorach lekulum, one does a bracha of everybody else. Ve'oimer le'mugmar, this person who does the bracha on the wine also does a bracha on the mugmar, which is the psamim that they brought in the seudo, which they fired up, that makes a good smell. Ava b'she'im mivim esad mugmar el la'achar seudo, even though the mugmar, the psamim, they bring only after the meal ends, not during the meal. Still, the one who did the bracha on the wine towards the end of the meal, he's going to do the bracha on the psalmim. Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon ben Levi Omar, b'shavua haben himastiso. Our Mishnah is talking about a meal that people come together and they're not set to sit and eat together. Like a bris milah, like a pidyon haben. Shavua ben means an event you're doing for a son's birth. So that's something which before kviyas, people don't join together as a group. But if someone's eating in his home and he has guests in his home, so then he could be moitzi others even if they did not set to sit down as a meal. B'chiyo argues, it says always that's a takano, that until they're not set to sit together and they're not doing hasevo, so one cannot be moitzi others. The Gemara goes on and says, Tani Price says, Seder Seuda, what's the order of the meal? Orchim nichnosim v'yoishvim ala safsolim. Vala katedreyers, we refer to different chairs. They used to sit before the meal started. Each one sat on a chair, on a bench. Ad shekulam miskantim, until they all gathered together. Hivyu lem yayin, at that stage you give them wine, it's before the meal. Kol echad ve'echad mevorach la'atzvoy, each one does his own bracha. That's a pre-meal wine. Hivyu lem le'adayim, then they brought them to wash their hands. Kol echad ve'echad noitel yodachas. At that stage they wash each one hand, in order to have the pre-meal food. What is that? Hivyu lehem parperes. Parperes we're talking about as a pasaba bekistim, it's a mezoinous thick bread, but you still wash one hand for that. And this is how the Haredim explains this Gemara. Reb Chaim says, and this is based on the Rishonim in the Bavli, that it says they washed one hand before they took the wine. I mean, they brought each one wine, and they washed before one hand for the wine, not for the parperes. And then they brought them to Paris. So the Gemara says in the Amud Beis, Kol echad ve'echad mevorech la'atzvoy in the Paris, which is not part of the meal, each one does his own bracha. Olu ve'sebu, they go on the beds and they lean. V'yivu lehem yayin, they brought them wine. Avo pi shibir chalarishon, even though he already did bracha on the first, tzor chalaverech chalasheni, he still has to do a bracha on the second cup of wine. And the reason is because they changed places. They were on the benches and they came to the beds. It's called a shini makoim, and therefore they have to do a new bracha. And now, says the Gemara, Ve'echad mevorach al-dei kulam. One does a bracha of everybody else, because now they join together as a group. Hivyu lehem le'adayim. They brought him now another teilas adayim. Ava pi she'noto yodo achas, tzorech litol shtei yodov. Even though he washed one hand, now he has to wash both hands for the bread. Hivyu lehem parperes. Meaning they bring here the mezoinous bread. Says the Haredi, you talk about they give them the parperes before they wash their hands. Because once they wash their hands, and they do a moitzi, the moitzi is paid to the mezainis. So we're talking about the preparers before they ate the bread. So therefore the Gemara says, Echad mevorech al yedei kulom. One does a bracha of everybody else. Ve'ein reshud lo'ireach likones. Achar shaloish parperos. A guest should not go into the house once they served already the three different types of pre-meal parperos, which is different three types of mezainis. The before you bring over here, the minig then was that before the meal, the balabait gave three dishes. And if a guest came in later, usually there was nothing else to serve him, and the Balabais would be embarrassed. So therefore they said any guest that want to come to the meal, they have to come before he served the three dishes. And Reb Chaim brings over here that once they serve three dishes, they would put some cloth in the door as a sign that nobody could come in. So the Gemara here just brought us the whole Seder Seudah that used to be in the time of the Gemara. Meaning the time that they used to eat before, go and have a Seivo, they have a different sets of which bracha you do and how you do it, including the Netilas Yadayim. Now the Gemara is going to talk about, we spoke about changing place, going from the bench to the bed. So Agav Orcha, because of that, we're speaking about things that have to do with changing a makom, changing a place for the meal. And the Gemara says the following. Taman Taninun, we learned there in Masechet Sukkah. Sukkah Shiva, you have to have Sukkah for 7 days. Ketzad. Komar Milechol, once he finished to eat on the last day on Hashana Rabbah, Lo yatir is sukkah soy. He should not dismantle the sukkah. He should not remove the sukkah. He has to leave the sukkah the entire day in order to be able to use it that day. Avam lo yiridu is a kelim. He's allowed to remove the vessels, the dishes that he's going to use for Yom Tev. Min a mincha b'lamala. Once comes mincha, then he can remove these dishes. Why? Bishul kvoid Yom Tev achor, and he needs it for the night, for the last Yom Tev. So the more of Abba Bakan or of Chir Barashi, Bishem Rav, Tzorich Odom Livsel Sukkosoi Miboid Yoim. Meaning, if a person wants to eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, obviously in Eretz Yisrael, but they don't have a Sofek Tzfeke de Yoima, so a person, in order to sit in the Sukkah, he needs to make sure to be Poisel the Sukkah, to make the Sukkah Puzzle, in order for it not to be Oiver Baal Toysif of eating in a Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Says the Gemara, Bshu ben Levi, Omar Tzorich Lekadish B'Toch Beisor. Bshu ben Levi says, no, I have a different solution. Instead of going and doing the sukkah psulo, just do kiddush in your house and then come up to the sukkah and eat in the sukkah. When you're doing kiddush in the house and eating in the sukkah, that shows that you're not using the sukkah in order to be carrying the mitzvah of sukkahs. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'Shem Shmuel says, kiddush b'bayit zeh v'nim loich le'echol b'bayit acher tzorich l'kaddish. He says, you cannot do kiddush in one place and then go somewhere else. If a person did kiddush in one house and then he decided to go somewhere, he needs to do kiddush again. So, meanwhile, the solution that you're saying to do kiddush in one place and go to the other place doesn't really help, because if you're doing kiddush in one place and go to the other place, you have to do kiddush again. Rav Acher Chanino b'Shem Hashayo says, "Mishisukoso areiv olav." Someone that the sukkah is something he really enjoys. Mekadish lili yom tov acher in b'toch beis. So he does kiddush in his house. Ve'oile ve'oichel b'toch sukkah. He goes up and eats in the sukkah. Meaning the same solution that Abshu ben Levi said, you could do kiddush in the house and go up to the sukkah and eat, not like Shmuel seemed to say that you cannot do that. Now, as the Ritbraz brings over here, and Rav Chaim quotes him, the girsa in the last mandamar is not Rav Hashaya like we have, but is Rav. That Rav is the one who says that someone who does a kiddush in the house can go upstairs to the sukkah and continue eating there. So the Gemara Omar of Abin Veloy Pligin. According to this gear, so Rav and Shmuel are not arguing. Shmuel that says that when you do kiddush in one place, you go to another place, you have to do kiddush again. And Rav that says you can do kiddush and then go to your sukkah are not arguing. Why? And we're using the gear so of Chaim over here. Mado ma Rav b'shehoyo b'daiso le'echol le'bayis acher. Rav said you can do kiddush in one place, go to the other place. As when you had in mind when you did kiddush, you can eat somewhere else. Then the kiddush works also somewhere else. Mado ma Shmuel, what Shmuel said, that you can do kiddush in one place, go to the other place. When he didn't have in mind, he did the next house, in the other house. And that's why kiddush doesn't work the other place. But if he did have in mind, Shmuel will agree to Rav. Omar Mino, Asi de Shmuel Kevchio, Federeshayo, or according to argue, so the Rav, Kevshua ben Levi. Meaning they are arguing. The same achlikas that we had before, Yeshua ben Levi says, just do kiddush in your house, you can go. And Rav Chiya says, no, you have to be poisel the Suuda. That's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. They are arguing. And the Machlekes is based, and this goes back to the Bavli. The Machlekes is, do they have to have Kiddush b'Mokom Suuda or not? Rav holds, you don't have to have Kiddush b'Mokom Suuda. You can have Kiddush in one place and eat somewhere else. But Shmuel holds, you have to have Kiddush in the place of the Suuda. You can't have Kiddush in one place and eat somewhere else. It needs to be in the same place. So that's what Shmuel says. It doesn't work to do Kiddush at home and go eat in the Sukkah. You have to do kiddush at the place where you're eating the seuda. So the only way to do it in the sukkah is to be placed on the sukkah before Yom Tov comes. Says the Gemara, and here we also have two girsos, two different versions of how to say it. One girsa that we have right now in the Gemara is Omar of Ami, Zoysu Merish, and Nichlokim Bepeiris. And according to the Ma'arav Puldo, it goes back to the back that we said that one could do bracha for everyone. Some say you could, some say you can, but by Paris, by fruits, everybody agrees that you cannot do a bracha for somebody else, because it's not so chashuv, so nechlokin, they'll separate the group. But according to Rav Chaim, this goes back to the machlokes we just mentioned of Rav Shmuel, Gabi Mokam Seudo. And the way the Girsa is, Omar Bami Zer Somer Shenichlokim Befeirush. Not Befeirush, but Befeirush. Meaning, the fact that he said there's a machlokes, why to make up a new machlokes? Why don't you just say that there's no argument? And Shmuel is talking when he changed his mind, and Rav is talking when he did not change his mind. That means they argued Befeirush, that clearly there's a machlokes stated that Rav Shmuel argues. We have in the Bavli, the Rav says, Kiddush, you don't have to be Bimokam Seudo. And Shmuel says, it does have to be Bimokam Seudo. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Samaches.